Hello, in this podcast I will discuss this topic that is very important nowadays, which concerns data and how to find data and how to use data for our research. It's called FAIR, and in this case this is an acronym in which the four letters of FAIR means that the data needs to be findable, accessible, interoperable and reusable. I was thinking that in several cases of deep learning processes and deep learning databases, it does not comply with the FAIR principle, and I will show you why. Let me introduce the four aspects in which they call in the gofair.org the FAIR principles. You can find a better explanation in the site, but I will just read parts of the content. As I said previously, FAIR is an acronym in which F means findable. And in their home page, they say that the first step in reusing data is to find them. Data should be easy to find for both humans and computers. And the next one is the letter A, which means accessible. Once the user finds the required data, she or he needs to know how can the data be accessed, possibly including authentication and authorization. This is very interesting, because since you provide some data set, some other people should use it on some automatic procedure, should find your data. It needs to be accessible. The next topic is the letter I, which is interoperable. The data usually need to be integrated with other data. In addition, the data need to interoperate with applications or workflows for analysis, storage, and processing. This is also very important in this concept of using and reusing data. And the last one is the letter R, which is reusable. The ultimate goal of FAIR is to optimize the reuse of data. To achieve this, metadata and data should be well described so that they can be replicated or combined in different settings. When you provide a data set to others, or for example, some data sets that are used as benchmarks, and this is the main topic of my discussion in this podcast, you need to guarantee that others can use it also with the same rights as you have. And in another paper about FAIR, which is called Implementing FAIR Data Principles, the Role of Libraries, I will provide the links in the description of this podcast, they have this description about this R, which is reusable principle of FAIR. Data and collections have a clear usage license and provide accurate information on provenance. This is very important on my discussion here, because I started to read about deep learning and how they compare the performance of the algorithms, and most of them uses well-known data sets, which they call benchmarks. I found a link which is called the Comprehensive Collection of Deep Learning Datasets, and they provide more than 20 datasets which are available in the internet. But if you go further, if you go to read about the details of each dataset, you will discover that most of them do not comply to these FAIR principles, which are very important for science, for discovering relationships between data and features, patterns, and etc. For example, if you get the top three dataset for deep learning in this site, we will find the MS COCO, we will find the ImageNet, and we will also find the Open Images. And these three datasets do not comply to all FAIR principles. And as I will read the description that I copied from their homepages, you will understand what I'm talking about. All of these datasets are not completely reusable according to the FAIR principles. Let me read the MS COCO. If you go to the terms of use in the cocodataset.org, they say this: the COCO consortium does not own the copyright of the images. Okay, does not own the copyright. So if you download this, you don't have the copyright. You cannot use the images in your publications. You cannot include a figure of certain images in your paper, because you don't have the copyright of these images. So you are using some data that you don't know exactly what it is because you don't have the copyright. You can access, but you cannot use it entirely. So you don't have the control of all the images. Some of images you probably have the copyright, but some other you don't have. You have only the bounding boxes, which are the training information, but you don't have the copyright, so you cannot use. So if you cannot use, you cannot show to someone else, it's difficult for someone else, which is reading your paper on deep learning, for example, to believe that you really accessed these images, you really processed the same images as the other paper, for example. In the ImageNet, there is a download frequently asked questions, and they provide this sentence. The images in their original resolutions may be subject to copyright, so we do not make them publicly available on our server. Again, people are using the databases, the ImageNet dataset, but they are not available there, so it does not comply with the accessible principle and also the reusable principle of FAIR. We cannot be sure that when some paper says that we provide some accuracy level with the ImageNet dataset, we cannot believe entirely that this dataset was obtained in the same way as someone else, because there is no copyright, there is not a copy of each image on the server of ImageNet. They provide several URLs in which you will download from somewhere else. And if the owner of these images, which are stored in other places, suddenly delete the images or change the content of the images, we don't know, because again, it does not comply with the FAIR principle. And the last one, which is Open Images dataset, I read there that the annotations are licensed by Google. However, the images, they tried to identify images that are licensed. This dataset is a little bit better than the previous one because they try to find images licensed under the Creative Commons. However, they say that we make no representation or warranties regarding the license status of each image, and you should verify the license for each image yourself. So they provide 500 gigabytes of images and gives this responsibility to the user to go for each one of the images and check the license. Again, they do not comply fully with the FAIR principles. This is my podcast. If you want, please reply this podcast with some suggestions or your opinion and share this podcast if you like it. I also have a YouTube channel in which you can find material about remote sensing, data mining, and image processing. Thanks for your attention and goodbye.